Provo City Planning Commission administrative hearing, February 18th, 2026.
Might be those for the moment you want. So good. So money is
Yep. All
Five
right.
o'clock.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get our administrative hearing started. Today is February 18th, 2026. I'm Dustin Wright, the hearing officer for tonight's administrative hearing. We have one item on our agenda, so I'll read that in and we'll go from there. So ALM and Associates requests project plan approval for a three-unit townhouse development in the LDR zone, located at 895 West, 2000 North, in the Carterville neighborhood. Aaron Ardmore is the planner on this. If you'll go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So this property was rezoned last year with a concept plan for three units. And now they've moved forward with the project plan that's before us tonight. This has gone through staff review, has met all the standards for all the different departments, and is meeting the requirements for the LDR zone. So there's kind of how it looks in context of the neighborhood. You'll see that there's a front-facing home, similar to others on the street to provide that consistency. And then there's kind of a zoom in of the site plan with landscaping and some respective elevations on the buildings that would be built there. So on this one, it meets all the standards. Staff didn't find anything that would hold it up from being approved. I should note that since the staff report was written, there was an email that came in, not opposing the project itself, but has concerns with the street, 2000 North, concerns with on-street parking there. When people park on the street, there's not room
That
to
was me.
back and forth.
I
Okay.
just didn't know if I'd met the
Sorry.
deadline.
No, well, yeah,
Yeah, you'll
we'll
have.
get to that in a second.
Okay.
So thank you for sending that. So that's the only other comment that I've received that wasn't in your staff report. But other than that, if you have any questions, I'll try to address them.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Aaron. couple of questions. The height. We know the height on this structure.
Yes, it was underneath the 30-foot maximum for the LDR zone measured at the midpoint of the roof. I don't know, I didn't know the exact height, but I did measure that.
Okay. You said it met the design standards.
Yes.
And the existing home, is that still there? Is that demoed before
It was there
the
last week
plat?
when I put out the sign, but it will be demoed in preparation.
Do you have any desire to have condition that that's demoed before the plat is recorded, or
No, it's gonna have to go away. So
okay.
we're concerned about making sure that's a condition or anything.
Okay. All right, I will go ahead and turn time over to the applicant to add anything if you'd like.
Aaron's done a great job. It's been good to work with everything.
Sorry, can you come
We're good.
to the microphone and then there you go.
This is so common, I kind of forget. Mark Greenwood with ALM and Associates. Staff's been great as we work through this over the several years of challenges and things we've been dealing with, and we're happy to get to this stage. I'm really just available if there's any questions at this point.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'll go ahead and open it for public comment. If there are any comments, please state your name and city of residence and.
Okay, my name is Devin Acey. I'm a resident of 200 North Street in Provo, close to where the proposed development will occur. I've heard about the proposed development in prior hearings. I have no objection to the proposed development per se, but I do have concerns about the potential impact upon parking along 200 North Street. The street as you're probably aware, is very narrow from Carterville Road all the way to 940 West and a little bit beyond. And frequently there are vehicles parked along both sides of the road, making two-way traffic all but impossible. Additionally, I have concerns that emergency vehicles might have difficulty getting to this section of 2000 North. I understand that the proposed development meets all requirements for off-street parking, which I do appreciate. However, several nearby homes in the vicinity have a number of extra vehicles that have appeared, which have ended up parked on the streets. So I included a photo in the email that I sent earlier. This is directly across from my home, not on 2000 North, but it's indicative of the kind of problems we see where the owner provided ample off-street parking for the residents. But in the meantime, I see two unregistered vehicles and two trailers parked in a space intended for four vehicles. So what ends up happening is they end up parking across the street and so forth. So my concern is that we don't know who will buy or rent these homes in the future, and if they will adhere to the off-street parking that's provided. My request is sort of incidental to the proposal, and that is that Provo City consider restricting parking, at least on the, would be the south side of 2000 North, because that's where parked vehicles encroach onto the travel surface of the street. The other side of the street is mostly, it's mostly on the
sorry,
side. Oh, has it? Okay. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public that would wish to speak on this item?
Hi, my name is Rachel Green, Provo resident. I just had a few questions. I know you don't answer questions while I'm speaking, but so are these three homes or are they three duplexes? So six homes. And I'm just confused by the duplex written there. And just residents really appreciate it when the homes face the street. So we're excited about that. Anyway, that's it. Thanks.
They're technically, if I may answer, they're technically townhomes, and there's only one residence per unit. So it's
per unit.
And that says duplex because those two are attached.
Oh, okay. I was just confused. Okay, thank you.
So the back two are attached.
The front. Two.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So
we have to formally move through the closing.
So thank you for the comments. Are there any other from the public? If not, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing and bring it back for any questions that I have. as far as the parking goes, that was brought up. It is showing that there are 10 spaces where 9 are required. So I see that the parking should be sufficient there. If there are issues on 2000 North as far as parking goes, we would like you to submit those complaints to the city and they could go out and investigate there.
Two, exactly.
So after the meeting, I'll get you some info on that. And then as far as, the other question on the homes, it's three single-family homes, it's like, and so two are attached, one's detached. So I think some other questions that came up, my questions been addressed. And so I will, is there anything else, staff, that you wanted to add there?
No, other than I can also address your questions after. Because I received similar phone calls this week about the street. So.
Okay. All right. Then I will move to approve this item, number one. And don't have any conditions for it. So one is passed, and that's all our items. So I'll go ahead and close our public hearing today. Thank you, everybody, for coming in.
Thank you, Dustin.
If one of those new neighbors also call,
uh-huh.
So there's two approaches. There's okay. There's